Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I am your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Magnificent Monday morning. It's Monday, 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 y'all. Are y'all awake? Y'all wake up, wake up. You know what? I don't like no sleepy head there. Y'all wake up, honey. It is Martin Luther King Day. Yes, it is. Happy MLK Day to all y'all that's listening in. It is January 17th, 2022. 12 noon p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone, and it's 1 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know the Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know, I got to push up to my home team, the ATL. Got to give a shout-out to the ATL. Give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International. They are the hardest working team on the planet. Yes, indeed, my good people. They the hardest working team. They are based in Nigeria, the UK. They are in Kenya and Nigeria. Listen, I do have some members in Germany. I do have an honorary member in India, Mr. Karan Patwardhan. Listen, my good people, why y'all on Facebook all day long? You know, you ain't working today. It's a holiday. So listen, use the keyword, the Fierce Female Network. When the page comes up, give the page a like and a follow. I would greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate it. I got a special guest on today, Ms. Talisha Del Mar, Wives Helping Wives. Did you hear me now? Wives Helping Wives. So now it is all about Ms. Talisha Del Mar on today. What she does is help wives to be happy wives. Now listen, you know you want to be a happy wife. If you need some help to get unstuck, you know what I mean? She can help you get unstuck so you can be happy, happy, happy. And listen, I got some real good music on today. I want y'all to take a listen to Miss Janet Jackson. You know, it's always a good time to listen to Janet Jackson, isn't it? The name of this is No Sleep. I love this song. It is fantastic. You know, it's an old one, but it's still a great one. Now, listen, I don't want y'all to sleep, so this is No Sleep, No Sleep. It's Monday, but y'all still wake up, honey. This is No Sleep.
Yeah. little bit, yeah, that's nice.
I go my way, you go yours. You taste real life, I taste yours. Sweet at first, but after a while, too much sugar, they say it's bad for your smile. And I wear a frown now, cause I miss real. I miss a warm house and home-cooked meals. And you miss junk food, that's why we work. You bring cooked food, and I bring dessert. And meet up at the place that we always do. The one swimming through my mind, that was always you. Our time together has inspired a song or two, or three, or four, or more, me or more. I'm sure either you're the one, or I'm caught in the matrix. Staying up for hours while we talk and get wasted. Not from weed smoke or this cheap wine. Drunk off love, we both feel deep down. But too scared to say, cause we know how this ends. Thinking maybe we be better off friends with benefits. For the moment, this adrenaline got me feeling like a kid again. Butterflies like MJ, had to fit it in my schedule. Check the bezel, gotta skate by six. Damn, how'd it get so late so quick? The sun rising. Until the next time, I love diving in your mind and coming out with every diamond I can find. No sleep, no
All right, that is Miss Janet Jackson. Miss Janet Jackson. All right, I got a special guest on today, Miss Talisha Del Mar. And she helped wives to get unstuck in their marriages. You know what I'm talking about. Also have a special super bad promotion going on today with Boris Grann, G-R-A-N-N. The name of his band is The Kill Club. The name of this particular music is Oh Brother. Oh Brother. You know, we say that all the time. Oh Brother. But listen, I got a super bad tune for you right now. This one is Oh Brother. Oh Brother. Oh Brother. Can you help me? Oh Brother.
I love you.
Listen up, my good people. It is a super bad, spankalicious day on today. Y'all know why, because it's Monday. Woo-hoo! Y'all know what? I love me some Mondays, baby. You know, folks don't like to roll up out of bed. I just don't know what's the matter with people. They don't like to roll up out of bed on Monday. You know what? People usually go on Monday. Oh, Lord, it's Monday. You know what? But I be like, hey, thank you, Jesus. Woo, it's Monday. You know, when I think about Monday, to me, it's like it's another great day to get something done. You know what I mean? Listen, I got something spectacular for you. I got Miss Talisha Del Mar on the line. Oh, Lord, help me, Jesus. Let me put on my seatbelt. I got to put on my seatbelt. Look, y'all, I'm up in the studio. I got to put on my seatbelt because, honey, she is all about the lover's bond. And me, you know, I'm a single lady. Let me tell y'all the truth. I'm a single lady. And listen, I had the biggest commitment issues. Now, listen, I will date a man for forever in 2001, 2010, 2015, whatever year. I date a man forever. But the man, he said, do you want to give me? Oh, sweet D, you said the wrong thing to me. Because I ain't trying to say no I do's and nothing like that. So, listen, I know Ms. Delma, I don't help folks with that. But that's my issue, Ms. Delma. I know she on the line. But she going to help some wives get unstuck. Maybe she can help me get unstuck. You know what I mean? Maybe she can tell me what's my problem before I get to the altar. Y'all, okay, let me tune it down. Y'all know I like to entertain. Ms. Delma, don't let me scare you, honey. I ain't trying to scare you, honey. How you doing, Ms. Talisha?
Oh, you good. I am doing well. I love your energy. I love it.
Thank you. Girl, let me tell you something. I have never heard of this type of ministry. You know that? You know that?
Wow. Let me tell you, I created it for that very reason, because when I was a struggling wife, I wish I had some resources available to me. You know, I was raised by a single mom. My mom was married and divorced before I turned one. So she could not tell me what it was like to live with someone of the opposite sex day in and day out. And so I really never learned how to really understand the dynamics of a man and the dynamics of relationships. So I was really kind of behind the eight ball. And so early in my marriage, I was just piecing things together, trying this, trying that, and nothing was working. And let me tell you, my husband and I remember the day we sat in the driveway and we literally talked about getting a divorce because we just could not coexist in a place where both of us were happy. And
wow.
But instead of throwing in the towel, I went to work, and he went to work. And can I tell you, we're 20 years in, and I can honestly say that we are both happier than we've ever have been in our entire marriage. And so I wanted to create a platform where wives can come together and be supported in their role as a wife. And so my goal is really to help wives win a marriage.
Awesome. That is so beautiful. That is just really beautiful. I love it. I love that. And you know something? You know what I did? I have been married before, you know. And let me tell you something. Horn, you know what I did? Do you know what I did?
What'd you do?
I married me an older man, and it was the best marriage I ever had in my life. Because you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I was in the driver's seat the whole time, so I was just having a blast of a time.
That's so funny. But let me tell you, you're not alone because my husband is older than me as well. And I, part of that was, you know, I needed someone who was mature. I didn't want to play around. You know, back in the day, well, heck, and probably even still now, a lot of guys play games with the head, and I just refused to be a part of that. And so I dated, my husband was older than me, and I, believe it or not, he had a daughter. And what really kind of impressed me was that he took care of his daughter. And that, because I was raised without my dad, that holds so much weight for me because he was there for his daughter. And him, you know, him and his baby mama, they weren't together, but he was actively a part of his daughter's life where she was staying with him. And so that totally impressed me. So I was like, okay, let me give this guy a shot, you know. And so, again, he's the best decision I've ever made. And he's older, but believe it or not, we have a lot in common. And for the things that we didn't have in common, believe it or not, we were able to coexist and take interest and respect each other's individuality. And I don't think a lot of couples do enough of that. You know, I totally understand the concept of coming together as a team, but you can't lose yourself as a woman in the process. And so my husband gave me space to continue being the woman that I wanted to be. And that's what really kind of held us together all these years. One of the things I should say.
Okay. You know, and listen, I love to entertain and kind of make light of things. But seriously, the reason I am single, that is true, I am single. But now, for me, one of my things is what I will not, and the reason why I guess it's taken me so long to really meet that man of my choice. Of my choice, honey.
Mm-hmm.
It is my choice. You know, some women don't understand. They got a choice in this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, now listen, Miss Delmark, you see a little talk, okay? Some single women, you know what they do. They will choose below and beneath what they really have worked. You know what I mean? So now the reason why I said that is because I will not negotiate on one of my things to get married. I want a power couple, so I got to have a power man. You know what I mean? See, I'm a woman that's very ambitious, accomplished, and the man, if he ain't got them things, we can't even say a hello. You know what I mean? You know?
Let me tell you, I applaud you for having standards, and I so applaud you for not succumbing. I think we live in such a man's world where we've been pretty much bamboozled in thinking that we're not complete until we're married. And so I totally applaud you for being a single woman and standing up in that confidence, because so many women feel like they're not complete unless they're with a man. And so I applaud you for standing in your individuality. And I think more women need to hear that story because they think that they have to be that certain way. And because we live in this society where we've all been bamboozled to think that. And so the more you can say it to free some of those women who have that mentality, I think the better we'll be in the world, for real.
Wow. And you know something, I want to kind of shift gears just a little bit. Ms. Delmark, your website is really, it is so polished. It is just phenomenal. I am telling you, you really have a lot to offer. And I am telling you, you shine, and you really are shining. You and your husband are really shining. It is in a black couple, African-American couple. You know, we couldn't have picked a better day. You're welcome. We couldn't have picked a better day to do this talk, you know, on Martin Luther King's Day. This is the perfect day for you to – it's a celebration. You are a celebration. What you're doing is a celebration. Loversbond.com. You guys, listen. Listen, ladies. Listen, wives. Listen, single ladies. You know that song. I'm a single lady. I'm single. Well, you know what? If you're a single
yes.
lady, you need to find out how to get to be a married lady in confidence. And the lady for that is loversbond.com. Honey,
yeah.
you have so much to offer. You really do. And I do want you to share some of your story, how you met your husband. You've been married now 20 years, correct?
20 years, yes. We're going to be 21 this year.
Wow.
So I'm so excited. We,
you just got married yesterday.
I'll take that, let me tell you, because I'm hiding the grave for sure. But you know what, my husband, we met online, but you know, it really wasn't online back then because it was 20 years ago. And so back then they had this little magazine called The Penny Saver. And in The mm-hmm. Penny Saver, in the back where you could have these classified ads where you want to meet people. That's how it used to do back in the day before all the dating apps that we have now. And mm-hmm. actually it was my mom who encouraged me. She was like, girl, why don't you go on over there and try to meet a man? And I was like, I don't know. And she told me about it, and I was like, okay, fine, I'm going to do it. And so I went on, and I, you know, and back in the day, they would say, you know, you have to describe yourself, your race, your age, your height, your weight, like all the things. And then they gave you an opportunity to describe who you wanted, you know, what you were looking for, Christian, non-Christian, like all the things. They asked you a lot of questions, and then they would post the ad. And so back then, I had the ad, and so they gave you this pseudo phone number where the guys could call and leave a voicemail. And so I was, what so happened was I totally forgot that I placed the ad, and literally months went by, and my mom said, "Hey, Felicia, did you? What happened with the ad?" And I was like, "Oh shoot, I forgot." So I went back and dug up the ad, and then I called the number, and I had probably anywhere between 20 to 30 messages on them. And I went through, and based upon what kind of message they liked, I was like, delete, okay, I'll call them back. Okay, I'll call them back. And so my husband was in the running. And so I called him, and I shared this story because it's so interesting in how God works. Because when I called him, he said, oh, my gosh, I called and left a voicemail like months ago. And I was like, yeah, I know, it's my bad. I totally forgot I placed the ad. He said, well, I can't talk now because I'm feeding my daughter. And I said, okay, I'll call you back. And when I hung up, honestly, my immediate reaction is I'm not calling him back. Because when he used the words feeding my daughter, in my mind, I'm thinking, you got like a six-month-old baby. Like, you fresh into some relationship. And so I almost did not call him back at all. And, you know, I always say something said, but, I'm spiritual. So, you know, my tuition, Holy Spirit said, call him back. So I called him back, and I said, are you done feeding your daughter? And he was like, yeah. And I said, well, do you mind? How old is your daughter? And he was like, 8. And I was like, oh. She's 8. I was like, oh, I thought you were talking having an infant. And he was like, no, she's 8. She stays with me 50% of the time. She goes stay with her mom 50% of the time. And so tonight is one of my nights. This was like in the middle of the week. So he wasn't even a weekend dad. And immediately I was turned on, because I didn't have my dad, I was immediately turned on to the fact that he was taking care of his responsibilities. And that went a long way with me. And so we had a few conversations before we met up. And then, hey, it's been us all the way since then.
Wow.
So,
I love
excited.
It.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you were referring to when you were talking about the Penny Saver. I remember the Penny Saver. I did a lot of the chat lines in the Chicago Sun-Times. Back in the day, they had like the meeting place, you know, where mm-hmm. you would, like you said, put the ad in the paper. I did that a couple of times and made some really, you know, one of my things is I would meet some really great guys. And I'm such a friend person. I'm such a friend person, outgoing, all that stuff. I become people's best friend. You know what I mean? I don't know. You know, instead
well, you
of
know,
dating.
You just have that energy, though. But can I tell you, though, don't take light of that. You know, in my DNA of a Happy Wife program, I have a module in there that I go over the wives with, and I say, you know, you have to be friends with your spouse, because guess what? People love each other and still get divorced. People get divorced all day long and say, well, I love him. I love her. So it's not the love that keeps you out of divorce court, but when you like your spouse. And one of the things I have to admit, I had to learn that because when I was with my husband, you know, there were days I was looking at him cross-eyed, and he was looking at me cross-eyed, and I was like, you know what, I'm not even feeling you right now. I don't even like you right now. And so one of the things that we had to learn is we had to stick to the core of our friendship and liking one another, right? Because, you know, I go back to the Tina Turner song, what's love got to do with it? Love, honestly, is really not enough. You got to genuinely like them. And so a lot of times, you know, as wives, I always say I help good wives become happy wives because so often wives think their role is to feed him, you know, do their wifely duties with the sex. They feel like, you know, if I cook and clean, then I'm doing, you know, that's showing my love for him. But I can tell you all day, that's not the thing that's going to help him stay connected with you. That's not going to be the thing that's going to help build your emotional connection with one another. And so that's the thing I have to help wives to understand. That undercore friendship needs to be there so that you all can grow together very long time. You know, that passion stuff can come in and out, but that friendship, when you have a good foundation of a friendship with your spouse, that will allow you to go through the test of time, days up, days down, dark days, up days, valley lows, mountain highs. That will allow and sustain you year after year, decade after decade. So you being friends, starting off like that is such a good way to start off, for sure.
Yes, I love that. And, you know, I like what you said when you said, you know, we have to genuinely like the person. You know, and so many people skip right over that.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the step.
A lot of times, you know, they get over. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to step over your word. They, you know, it's in the beginning, it's passion, right? It's a lot of excitement. You're getting to know one another, right? And it's, the curiosity is there. You're asking questions. You're creating new memories. But when you know, 3 years in, 5 years in, 10 years in, 15 years in, sometimes that light get a little dim. And so the passion does not allow you to sustain the marriage. It gets the momentum going for sure. Mm-hmm. But you want to make sure that you have a relationship with someone that you all can share your intimate thoughts and feelings with, someone that you can do and share interests with. And so that is so important to a relationship. And so that's why I always say my mission, because I know there are a lot of good wives out there, but a lot of them are not happy. And so that's why my mission is to really help good wives become happy wives.
Yes. Wow. You know, and my question is, it's like, there are so many couples, it's like they're 25 and 30 years into the marriage, and then it's like, boom, well, we're getting a divorce. I'm like, what? I thought you all was happy. You know, your ministry is so needed.
Oh, thank you. And that's, you know, social media has really kind of hindered that and really it's a smoke and mirrors because on Instagram everybody looks like they're happy because obviously, you know, I get it, people not posting their dark days, but so often, you know, you think when you start to experience things in your marriage where, you know, you're hitting a little rough patch, you feel like you're all alone because it looks like everybody else is happy, right? And so that's why I wanted to create my community. I have a free Facebook group called Wives Helping Wives, and I do that because I want wives to feel encouraged. I want them to feel supported. I want them to be inspired in their role as a wife because a wife is a very, very, and quite honestly, it's often underappreciated and it's often thankless. And so I created this community so wives, when they go through the dark days, they don't feel like they're all alone. They don't feel like they don't have anyone that they can share those thoughts with because being married, that's a very private matter. You know, people laugh at me in my group because I'm very particular about who I let in my group. Because I don't have time for shenanigans. We're talking about private marital stuff, and I want women to feel like this is a judgment-free, safe space for them to share their raw emotions about what they're feeling in that moment. Because I want to uplift wives. I think, you know, I do recognize divorce is inevitable. Sometimes divorce is has to happen. But I also feel like sometimes we rush to divorce because we don't know any other options. We don't know how to overcome. we get through these dark days and we don't know how to get unstuck, right? And so I wanted to create a community where wives can really come together to be supported, be encouraged, and be inspired in their role as a wife. And so I wish I had this in the early years of my marriage, but when I used to, on my job, I used to hire people who were fresh out of college, and I got the, you know, I got the opportunity to see them get engaged, get married, and have children. And honey, I used to be the person be like, come on in here in the lunchroom, honey, we got to talk about this married thing. Let me hip you to some things. And I literally, that's how I started. Really, just calling everybody on lunch break. Girl, let me tell you what's about to go down. Girl, let me give you some blind spots you want to make sure that you want to be on the lookout for, you know. And so I used to joke and say, you know what, in my next life, I'm going to go around and talk about this like this is a taboo subject, like they don't have anywhere to go. They don't have anywhere, no one to talk to. And so that's really where Love is Bone was kind of born, out of trying to fill that void of women having a safe, judgment-free safe space to really kind of be encouraged, supported, and really inspired in their role as a wife. So that's what it really is all about.
Yes, and you know, I was listening to you explain your ministry, and I'm telling you, there needs to even be a larger platform for you. I'm telling you, it's so needed, and I think so many more women, so many more wives need to know about your service and your ministry. What you're doing is just so phenomenal, and I really applaud you. I applaud you for what you're doing, and you're a blessing. You're really a blessing to so many different wives and ladies across this country.
Thank you so much. I so appreciate your words. You know, this is really a labor of love. You know, and again, I think it just came from feeling a void that I didn't have, and then just kind of seeing the people that I was hiring on my job and seeing them go through things. I wanted to just help. And so, you know, I just decided to become official. I went back. And not only am I, you know, not speaking for my 20 years of experience, but I actually went back and got certified. Like, I really took it seriously. And so I wanted to create programs and offerings just so that wives feel really supported. I'm always saying I want to give wives the clarity, the courage, and the confidence to be able to elevate their wife life.
Yes, I am telling you. Well, this is really divine connection. This is really a divine connection. I love this. And we are pretty much out of time. We need to talk more. We really do. I have some things in my treasure chest to share with you. You know, the Lord had given me the Lovers Conference, oh, my God, about 3 years ago. It still hasn't taken place yet. You know, sometimes God can give you things. Yeah, the Lovers Conference. Mm-hmm. And it's all about love. It's all about love. And, you know, I think women, first of all, some women don't understand love and some women don't. If you don't understand love or know what love is, how in the world can you give love out? How can you give out love out love? Love, it doesn't come, you know, packaged in jewelry and things like that. Love, you know, I can't talk about it now because the conference about love is all 7-day, you know, event. But we must share and talk more. We really must do that, Ms. Delmar. And I do want you to come back on the show and share. There's so much more. If I feel like I've just kind of scratched the surface with you, so we need to talk more. Yeah, we need to talk more.
Absolutely.
Have another conversation on air. That would be really wonderful for you to share some more about what you do. I want you guys to visit her website as well, loversbond.com. Lovers with an S, loversbond.com. Very polished website, very clear, very concise. I love it. Everything is spelled out. 1, 2, 3. You won't get lost on her website. You can read what she's doing and understand her point and her mission and her ministry. You'll be able to understand. So go to her website, loversbond.com. If you're needing help, wives, go to her website. You really do need to take the DNA quiz. Take the quiz. She can help you out. Go to your Facebook group, you know. And so it's almost like she has a hand-picked process to the Facebook group. So I want to put that out there. All right, so, you know, I'm pretty much out of time, but I do sincerely want you to come back again so we can have another conversation about your ministry.
Absolutely. I would absolutely love to. And let me tell you, I do want to offer, and I'm so glad you talked about the quiz because I think that's a great starts for wives to understand their wife personality type. And so definitely you'll get that resource. I have plenty of resources. I have my Love is One Guide to Turn Off Your Marriage, and then I also have the Wife Personality Type quiz. But I would love for you to get your Lovers Conference off the ground. We're going to have to manifest that thing. We're going to have to manifest that Lovers Conference.
Praise God. And in today's world, we need that. You know, we need that. You know, much going on. Yeah, we do. And so thank you once again.
Well, there's so much hate, and we definitely need the love, because there's definitely so much hate out there, for sure. You said it right. You said it best.
Do you have any closing remarks that you like to give during this episode that you want to give out to the listening audience?
I first want to thank you. Thank you for allowing me to come onto your show. I absolutely love your energy. I think you're doing a wonderful ministry right here, and I hope your audience really take hold and support you wholeheartedly, because we need more of your voice out there. So I want to thank you, first of all. And to your listeners, I just want to say that, you know, you're not alone. Don't be embarrassed about your situation. The goal is to recognize that, you know what, you need support, and it's okay. So definitely reach out to my website. So take advantage of my free resources, whether it's getting the Love is Fun Guide to Turn Up Your Marriage or the Wife Personality Type Quiz. Honestly, or you could do both, either or, just so you can. I want to meet you wherever you are and help you elevate your wife's life. So thanks for having me.
You are welcome. This has been such an enjoyable conversation. You guys, if you're just tuning in to the Fierce Men Network, I want you to listen on demand, and you can do that whatever your most favorite streaming app or platform is. Go back and take a listen. You can do that on iHeartRadio, Spotify, iTunes, Podchaser, Player FM, iTunes. You can do it on pretty much any platform that you like. We do stream through Facebook automatically, so you can go to the page, take a listen. Any juicy tidbits that you might have missed, go back and take a listen. Horny, go back and take a listen. Get your cheese crackers, you know, get your coffee, get all comfortable, and listen to the show all again, because Ms. Delmar is just so fabulous, and I really thank her for being on. I'm telling you, I'm hyped up, y'all. I'm getting ready.
You never know, Mr. Wright will
be around the corner. You know what I mean? But I still want to check him out, because he got to be the power man. You know, he got to be my Superman,
honey.
Listen, that's my attitude. My man got to be my Superman, honey. Yes, I don't want no falling down frog at my table. You know what I mean? Nope. Because if a frog sit at my table, I might take them legs off and put them in the frying pan and have them for dinner. You know what I'm saying? Listen.
Do it. I got you.
I am pretty much out of time, but I am just loving this conversation. Now, listen, this is the perfect way to end this. We're going to talk about some devotion, because in a marriage, you got to have devotion. Blessed are you. Yes, yes, yes. We need devotion. And I am telling you, Fierce Men Network is going on TV, Channel 62, here in Chicago and Wisconsin. And I am telling you, what perfect place to have Ms. Delmar on a platform on television, letting the wives know on Christian television. I am excited about this. I really am. Listen, y'all, go to the website, loversbond.com. I'm not kidding. This is serious business, serious business.
Yeah.
All right, good people, I am out of time. Once again, every Thursday, Fierce Female Network and Fight for the Family will be on channel, My Christian TV, channel 62.10, every Thursday, beginning Thursday, January 27th, 1:30 p.m., channel 62.10, My Christian TV. If you are in the Chicagoland area, if you are in Wisconsin, Jolette, you will be able to get that program, Fight for the Family, Fight for the Family, Fight. It's all about fighting for the, I'm on a mission, y'all. You know what? I don't play around. It's on the, you know, I come with a hatchet. When I say I'm coming with a hatchet, it just means that I'm serious about what I do. So listen, every Thursday, beginning January 27th, 1:30 p.m., channel 62.10, My Christian TV. All right, I'm out of time. Y'all have a good and marvelous and fantastic day.
You motivated. You motivated, you winning, winning. You know they hate it.
Jeez.
Hold up.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.